As we gather today on this, our All Saints Sunday, and recall those from our community who have died this past year, we may find ourselves sharing space with Martha and Mary as they say to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. God, if you had just shown up, my loved one would still be here." Mary and Martha, they believe that Jesus is the Messiah, that God works mightily through him. But confronted with the sickness and death of their brother, the promise of God's new life seems a far-off and distant hope, a possibility and a promise only reserved for the last day. Like Martha, our experiences are big enough to hold both of these truths. We can know about the promise of God's saving power and yet still know that death stinks. As we experience in our own lives and communities the pain and suffering that comes from lives being ended by violence, sickness, or human frailty, we may find ourselves disturbed and grieving even as we gather from week to week to proclaim God's goodness and saving power. We may even feel for ourselves moments where we seem to be trapped in the darkness of the grave, bound by forces beyond our control, losing any sense of hope for new life as the stench around us rises. But John's gospel this morning reveals for us again that God is moved by our suffering, that God does not stand at a distance, uncaring about our suffering, our death that rages in our lives and in communities. God is present in the midst of pain, in the midst of suffering, in the midst of loss. Confronted by the separation and suffering caused by death, God is disturbed. God weeps with us. And this is the reason that Jesus came into the world, because of the love and the compassion and faithfulness that God has for humanity, because of the way that God shares in our suffering. God came into the world to defeat sin and death, in order to ensure that not even death itself gets the final word on our love, our relationships between God and us and other people. Through the power of God, death itself will be swallowed up forever. By Christ's life and death and resurrection, we are each clothed in Christ's righteousness, welcomed into the kingdom of God and the company of all saints because of what Jesus has done for us. God's love and faithfulness moved God to act in the midst of our suffering in order to restore our relationship and to make good on the promise of new life for each of us. And for this reason, we're able to declare that even as we go through life and struggle with brokenness within ourselves and within our communities, that each of us are saints. Saint and sinner both. We live in this time between the cross and the resurrection, assured of the promise of God's faithfulness, inviting us to experience eternal life, not just on some far distant last day, but here and now. And yet, even as we rest in the confident assurance of God's promise, we live out this hardship of being separated by death from those we care about, and knowing that for each of us, that dust we are and to dust we will someday return. I think it's so important, in the midst of this reminder of our own mortality and humanity, for us to hear again and again that even as we find ourselves in the grip of grief or doubt, anger or anxiety about the suffering and the death in this world, that there is space for us here in this community of faith, in the community of God, that there is space for those emotions, for that raw human experience. I think that's one of the things that John reveals for us in our gospel this morning, that John shows us that Jesus does not simply jump over Martha and Mary's pain. Even as Jesus knows so fully the faithfulness of the Father, as Jesus is able to declare with confident assurance that God's glory will be revealed in this act of power, Jesus is still deeply moved by their grieving. Jesus is disturbed and weeps with them. So too, even as we declare the promise of new life through God, it is appropriate for us to not try to simply vault over the pain and grief that we or others may be feeling. Jesus calls on us to comfort those who mourn. And we see in the gospel that when we hear this call to be with those who are mourning, to comfort them, that Jesus isn't talking about simply trying to cover up suffering with faith-based platitudes. Even though God defeats death and ensures the restoration of relationships in the resurrection, Jesus still dwells with Martha and Mary in the midst of their grief, has compassion, suffers with them. And likewise, we are gathered into community by God, not so that we can put on masks of perfection, of everything being A-okay in our lives, not so we can deny the suffering and loss that we might carry, but rather so that in living in authentic relationships with one another, that we might share the heaviness of those burdens together. God does not desire us to enter into these relationships, to have compassion, to suffer with one another, just because God desires us to endure suffering. Suffering disturbs us, calls us to action, to attend to how we might be bearers of restoration and healing in this world and in the lives of people around us, how we might be stewards of holy change. You know, we see this model that God, so disturbed by the brokenness in humanity, moves heaven and earth in order to ensure that we might be restored, that we might have the promise of new life this day and every day, no matter what comes. And so too, we know that when we see need and brokenness, pain or suffering in our communities, that it is the calling of our faith to be God with skin on in those moments, to be God's hands and feet in this world, bearing forth the gifts of God into that need. We know that when someone is mourning, we seek to be with them, to offer comfort that does not try to silence their loss. When we recognize that folks in our community are hungry, we feed them and accompany them in shaping our community to better support them as they regain independence. And when people are persecuted or oppressed, we're called to stand with them and work to build communities where they would experience justice. God gathers us together in this way, in our community of faith, so that we might experience together the joys and the sorrows of this world. In the midst of our brokenness and need, we are fed at the table of God's grace and made into one body in Christ, claimed by God's love as saints in this world. So that, fed and nourished on Christ's body and blood, filled with God's own Holy Spirit, we might be sent forth into this world to be bearers of God's light and love, living out lives of compassion that attend to the needs of people around us. When forces of violence, sickness, death, or destruction afflict people and bind folks in despair, Jesus calls out into this world again and again and again through us, our own words and actions, declaring for all people to come out and experience the one in whom there is life and life everlasting. Amen.